know me. Well, you know some sort of me from this podcast. You know I like wrestling, and you know I like old school wrestling. If you've listened to Sunday Night's Main Event Radio, then you know I'm currently reviewing Portland from 1982. So I like old school wrestling, and I really like that kind of 86, 87 into 88, and of course 89, but mainly 87 and 88. But of course you can't avoid the 86 leading in of WWF, because that's their pomp period, in my view. There's the Attitude Era, but I watched it and was more interested in the sort of Nitro versus Raw fight, really, than anything else. So anyway, my main pomp is this time, and I remember my friend Dave, hello Dave, who had Sky and I didn't have it. He was an early adopter of Sky, and I remember him watching WWF in 1986 and telling me about it, and I really picked it up with him in about 87, but I remember him talking about Luscious Johnny V and saying how good his promos were, and that spurred me to look at Johnny Valiant's work, and it was blooming good, you know. He was a manager by that time, but he had been a wrestler with the sort of Valiant Twins as tag teams. They didn't have several. But this is a really nice documentary, and it's directed by Nick Otto. It's only about 40 minutes long or so. It's on YouTube. I don't know if it's all there. I don't know if there's something else. But what this does is it's really informal and easy to like. It's a few years ago, probably. And it's Johnny Valiant in New York City, where he was living at the time and was working as an actor and had retired from wrestling and was 55 and said that it's a time when your body can't do it anymore, you know? And it's him smoking on his cigars, walking through Central Park, I presume, in his apartment and, you know, and in wrestling, in a wrestling school, it looks like. And there's variable sound quality and variable lighting quality. But it doesn't affect anything, and I really like it because it just gives you a really laissez-faire feel of, well, we just caught up with him here, and now we caught up with him here, and it shows you so much good stuff here. It's it tells you about his early life, but in a very easy, not a sort of page-turning. God, don't tell us about what school you went to. He just mentioned military school. He went to military school with Vince McMahon. And they were on the same baseball team together. Vince wrestled, he didn't. You know, amateur wrestling, he didn't. And, you know, he talks Vince up and said, you're a very intelligent man, whether you like him or not. And I understand, I mean, this is before the allegations, of course, but, you know, I understand that, yeah, whether you like him or not, he changed the face of wrestling, which he did. Whether you think that's for the better or not, you have to accept that he did. It starts with a kind of stand-up act, it seems. Looks like it is. You know, he builds up to a laughing. Bruno Sammartino was his mentor, by the way. And he talks about being a big guy, he had to be put together, which a lot of people have said in wrestling, of course. But then he talks about the things that you really need to concentrate on are the trapezius muscles, the traps. You know, and he's asked, I presume by Nick Otto, how do you do that? He said, well, it's the barbell pull-ups, which I do regularly. Because if you're going to absorb the shock of being thrown into the buckles, that's where you'll absorb it. It's great. I didn't know that, you know. He then takes us through a match. It's a match with him and his brother, with Bob Backlund. Is it him and his brother? It's just him, I think, actually. I think his brother's on the outside. But he talks through the match, what he's doing, how the crowd are seeing this, the way that he's telling the story. It is beautiful. And you don't often see that, and it is a lost art. And when you get into Spotfest after Spotfest, and that's quieting down a bit now with wrestling, it has turned old school again to a certain extent, which is good. You, in my view, you don't often get this storytelling, and it's wonderful to sit and listen to him and watch the tape and just have him tell you how he's doing this. Also interesting to see how it was 8 years before he got his first title. He'd been wrestling for 8 years, before he got that first title. We see him on the mic with McMahon's promo skills are superb. We talk about Lou Albano, how he was naturally funny. And then he talks about, in the territory days, going to different territories and you know, before VHS and Blockbuster. You know, it's a while ago, this documentary, obviously. And talking about, I used to go to Atlanta, and what I would do is I would just take an apartment or go in a hotel there, and what I would do is I would then go to different territories, and I might do a TV show in the morning, and then a different territorial TV show in the afternoon. So, you know, extraordinary, really. And, you know, he talks about the places he's gone to, Australia and Puerto Rico and Japan, and worked all over the States. And we also see him introducing Hulk Hogan to the WWF faithful. I mean, really, he's selling him so beautifully. It's really good work. And a lot of people don't remember Luscious Johnny V and the way that his skills on the mic, and that's how I chiefly remember him, because he was the manager for the Dream Team, you know, Brutus the Barber Beefcake and Greg the Hammer Valentine. WrestleMania 2, of course, they were beaten for the titles, but I remember that. And I remember him commentating as well, you know, in the early days, 1985, 86. I think it's just 86 into 87, maybe. But he then finishes by saying, I didn't do it for the money. I did it because I want to do it. And he ends by thanking loads of wrestlers. Too many to name here. So many that he remembers. It's a beautiful piece of work. He's sadly no longer with us. Johnny, who, of course, first wrestled with John L. Sullivan, which is, he was Thomas Sullivan, but he then became Luscious Johnny V. Died in 2018, so this is a while ago, this video. It's just beautifully done, because it's got a really easy feel to it. And I really like it. I think it's a lovely, lovely piece of work. It's so gentle. This actually made in 2005, the video. So, you know, it's quite some time ago, and it's gentle and informal and open, as if you're just having a chat with the man. And that, in the time of shoot interviews, which come after this period, really, I suppose, where people, I'm sitting down with harsh lighting in a room, and we're just going to talk for 2 hours. This is different. It's different places. It's different times. It's intercut beautifully with different wrestling action. This shows artistry here. And that's right, because so did this wrestler. And Luscious Johnny V is often overlooked. This is on YouTube, this documentary. Have a look, and well done to Nick Otto. And, of course, well done to Luscious Johnny V. And I will always remember his work, because it was incredible quality. Ta-ta.